I know you're awake. The alarm has gone and been silent, and yet here you lay, concocting a reason not to go again, aren't you? The anxiety has really been hitting you hard lately, isn't it? First thing in the morning is always the roughest for you, but it's definitely been worse recently. Come here. Let me hug you. My poor little cinnamon roll is wound up a bit too tightly. Sweetheart, while I understand the need for a mental health day, they are meant to boost your health, not cater to the illness. You've been trying to find excuses to ditch work more and more these days, you know. I'm starting to wonder if you may be a bit burned out. If you plan it a few months ahead of time, I don't think anyone would be too upset if you took a vacation. Maybe schedule for around a long weekend. We can spend the first couple of days just relaxing and giving your brain a chance to catch up. Then we can get some things done. I can finally read a couple of books I wanted to. You can play some of that video game you haven't had time for. We can clean out that one closet that we dare not open, or not. But to do that, you need to ask your boss for time off. So, you are healthy. You are rested. It is morning. It's a weekday. It's time to get up and have a bath. A bath. A warm, muscle relaxing, joint easing, spiritually centering bath. It takes less time than you would think to feel it, but it's actually worth it to get up a bit early to do so. Not super early, just maybe 15 minutes more early than normal. Waking up early means more time to wake up. The commute seems way less awful when you're fully awake, believe me. Just keep trying to remember. Today pays for something. A new game, something yummy to eat, some nice smelling soap, heat. And once you finish, you leave it all there and just come home. One of the few perks of being a full-fledged adult, no homework, you can leave it behind. Yeah, I know, winter is starting to settle in. We're getting into the negatives. I know you aren't going to walk through that, but I'll pack you a hot chocolate or a coffee. Or I'll make the mocha and add hot chocolate to the coffee. Best of both worlds. Maybe we can see if we can get or make some hot apple cider. That would be a very nice thing first thing in the morning. It sets a nice warm mood, I think. And when you get back, we can make grilled cheese and soup. I'll even run us another bath. Yeah, us. I hate cold too, you know. Plus, I got us some honeysuckle bubble bath. We are going to smell so freaking good. Then, hoodies, no pants, curled up in bed, I'll even read to you. How does that sound? Come on, it's not so bad. Every day is a step closer to something you want to do. I know it's hard to push yourself when that is your one reason to keep moving and you have like a million little reasons that suggest you should not. But it's so worth it. The more you do, the more you can do, both financially and literally. And you can do this. Follow my lead. Just open your eyes. Hey, sleepy sweetie, sit up. Come on. Good. Now stretch. Kick off those blankets. Yeah, F them. Now, plant those feet on the ground and get ready to kick the sun's stupid Ray-Ban wearing face in for getting up late while we were being productive and awesome. No, come on. Your feet are going to get cold if they aren't already. Let's put on some music and get in the tub. I'm really, really, really proud of you.